Hello, hello. Welcome back to Oh That Couple, starring myself, Sandra,
and Eric. Sit back, relax, and let's get right into it.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Oh That Couple podcast. We're on a streak. Like, we got this. We keep doing it every Saturday. I'm so proud of us that we're disciplined to sit down and get our podcasts done and posted.
Consistency is key.
Consistency is key.
If you were listening to the last podcast.
Yes, yes. Anyways, today we're going to talk all about laziness. And this hits close to home.
And it hits almost everyone that's listening. It hits home.
Yes, because at some point in your life, everyone is lazy. And I feel like you have to go through laziness and you have to experience laziness in order to be like more disciplined. So like realizing yourself that you're like lazy tends to drive you the next day or the following week, let's say. And it kind of like motivates you to get out of that lazy habit. And whenever I'm lazy, let's be honest, it does not feel good. It's kind of nice in the moment, but then next few hours you're kind of bored, or the next day you kind of look back on it and you're like, oh, I could have gotten so much done. But it happens, things happen, and we're just gonna let it go. But I guess I'm just gonna get right into it like we always do. So our first point for today is, what exactly is laziness? So Eric mentioned this, the Oh That Couple laziness definition,
or for short term, OTC.
OTC.
Trademark. what we basically kind of discussed about what laziness is basically just sitting on your butt, doing literally nothing,
even though
procrastinating, yeah. And just, you know, you have to get stuff done, but you just don't want to do it.
Exactly. You don't feel like it. You have.
Quote me on that.
Yeah. It's not like you're tired or exhausted. It's like, you just want to kind of give up in a sense. You don't want to do anything. You kind of just want to be a blob and just sit in bed and do nothing because everything is maybe even stressing you out. And that can sometimes lead to laziness. But for some, stress drives them and it actually makes them work harder. So it changes from person to person, but that's our definition of laziness. Knowing and you have to do things, but you don't want to do them.
Yeah. And laziness isn't just like a one size fits all kind of approach. And what I mean by that is there's all forms of laziness, you know, There's procrastination, kind of like how we explained it. You know, you need to get stuff done, but you don't have that drive to do it. Yeah. Or you'd rather be sitting and watching Netflix while munching down on a tub of ice cream.
We love to do that.
We love to do that. We actually did that last night, but hey, we're all human, okay? Yeah. So, but then there's also like, well, I can't really think of any on the top, but one thing that kind of does reoccur to me is, I don't really know how you categorize this one, but just lack of interest.
Mm-hmm.
You could be lazy because of the lack of interest
in a certain subject.
For example, everyone wants to start working out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going to just go off of this topic just because, you know, we start off this podcast about fitness and health.
Yeah.
So lack of information, lack of knowledge, sometimes it could be too much. And the next thing you know, you just give up. You just kind of lounge around, do nothing about it. And that could be considered lazy, you know, or maybe you're into something. Let's just say fitness again. But now you're just taking a week break. And then next thing you know, that becomes months. And then a year, because you just like it more. You like being lazy more.
This is off topic, but I can hear my stomach grumbling. So if you guys hear that in the background, excuse that. We had some Parmesan cheese and I feel like it's getting to me right now. But I can literally...
quarantine made us lactose intolerant.
Yes,
so.
Yes. I'm literally like wearing my podcast like headphones and I can hear it through my headphones. So I'm pretty sure the microphone might be picking it up, but... just in case you hear it. Anyways.
Just to kind of shorten it up, lack of information, you could be lazy because of that, or just lack of interest.
Exactly. So that's pretty much what laziness is. That was our first point. And I guess we're going to go right into our second point is, right away, like, I always want to know, like, if I'm being lazy, what are some, like, steps I can take to, like, overcome laziness? And I've, like, read books on it. I tend to watch a lot of, like, YouTube videos that kind of, like, talk about laziness, or, like, TED Talks. And these are some of, like, personally, like, mine and, like, our favorite ways to overcome laziness. The first one being going on a walk. We tend to do this a lot, but not because we're lazy, but after, like, working past lunchtime, we tend to, like, hit and, like, this dip, and we tend to crash and we get tired. So we're, like, going on a walk actually kind of, like, freshes up.
Kind of helps us recharge.
Yeah, yeah. So you go on a walk and get some fresh air. And other people tend to, like, take a nap. But I think we've talked about napping before. And personally for me, like, taking a nap, it's either, like,
I'll sleep in.
Yeah, like, I'll sleep in past the 30 to an hour nap mark. Or I'll wake up really, really angry or
Yeah, me taking a nap, I just know if I do take one, I'm not going to be able to do any work after that.
Yeah, it makes me, like, too relaxed. So we tend to go on a walk. We haven't gone on a walk in a few days, but
yes,
we have been shopping.
But so. I found another outlet for that, and we'll kind of go into it a little bit later.
So a walk really does help with laziness. Kind of gives you, like, fresh air and, like, gets you out of that, like, blob kind of feeling.
Yeah, and where we are, it's a little bit colder where we are for school. Well, yeah, it's really cold, but, like, that's the beautiful part about it is because we get that fresh air.
Mm-hmm.
We're more in, for those of you that are not really in Ontario, I don't know if anyone is in
our school's located in Sudbury, but it's pretty cold out here. And sometimes we, like, can't go on a walk because it's really cold and it literally burns your nostrils to breathe in the air. So we just stay inside.
Those are just, like, the worst days. But a good day, it's really refreshing and it's nice.
Yeah. Anyways, let's move on to the next one. So the next point is to actually
make... Yeah, that was a side tangent. Like, yeah. I don't know what that was for, but...
There you go. Anyways, our other point is to make your goals manageable. So this is, like, what Eric mentioned, how you kind of, like, procrastinate because you're not interested, or even because you're stressing out. You're like, I can't manage this. This is too much. And this is, like, a issue we both have. Like, I've noticed if I don't write down my daily goals for school, they add up by the end of the week, and I am so stressed that nothing will actually get done, or things won't get done to their best. So for me personally, I got into the habit of, like, daily goals, things I need to get done by the end of the night. And at night, I'll write my goals for the following day, but make them manageable. So a technique that we have been starting to use is the Pomodoro effect, where...
I love it.
Yeah, it's actually really good. As long as you stick to it and keep trying, it'll actually make you work really well. So pretty much the Pomodoro effect is like, Eric does 25 minutes of work and 10 minute break. I do 40 minutes of work and 10 minute break, just because he just sits down and I guess, like, studies. I'm more like working on my laptop, like, with, like, softwares and designing things, so I can actually sit down for a little bit longer because it's more of a creative process.
Yeah, it just depends on, like, kind of what you are doing. Mm-hmm. For someone that's studying hours on end,
you
typically kind of need a little bit more of a break. And I remember watching a YouTube video. It was a professor explaining the Pomodoro effect more in depth. And the reason why it's 25 minutes is because your brain...
It starts
losing focus after 25 minutes because, and how he explained it, this teacher, and you can look up on it on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, he was saying that, like, after that 25 minute mark, you kind of start not hating what you're learning. You're
zoning out.
Yeah. Like, okay. Yeah. To put it in simpler terms, you're zoning out.
Yeah.
You're kind of creating a negative thought process towards it.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, 25 minutes isn't, like, the end-all be-all.
Yeah.
You can progressively increase that time, but it's all
It's a good starting position.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, that's what Eric has been doing. He's starting at 25 with a 10-minute break, and then every week he's going to increase it. So then maybe in the next week or 2 weeks, he's going to go 30-minute study, 5-minute break kind of thing.
Yeah. And it was crazy to me because, and I'll link, I don't know, on one of our social medias, we could probably, if anyone is interested, we can link the YouTube video, or just come to me on my Instagram and I'll link it to you because Sandra hasn't seen it. But what was crazy to me was the study was done with a student.
Yeah.
And what was it? Last semester, well, it's not for 2021, but it was like a couple years back. Her previous semester, she flunked all of her classes.
Mm-hmm.
And so she made a promise to herself to study 6 hours every single day for each program.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, each for each class. And what ended up happening was she failed all of her programs or all of her classes. And people were wondering, well, why is that? Well, exactly what Pomodoro was trying to do. It's after 25 minutes, you're just wasting all of that time.
Yeah.
Your brain needs to recharge.
Yeah. But it depends from person to person, because personally for me, like 25 minutes doesn't work right now. Like I like to work a little bit longer. But for people that have never done Pomodoro, definitely start with 25 minutes on, 5 minutes off kind of thing.
Yeah, like if someone doesn't really know where to start, definitely 25 minutes.
Yeah.
Don't be like, okay, well, I think I can do an hour. Yeah. Start off with 25 minutes. Yeah. It's literally amazing. I will study for 6 hours
mm-hmm.
and I feel amazing.
Yeah.
And the goal is to, once when you take that break, Sandra really stresses this one, is get away from your workspace.
Yes. I have to tell Eric all the time. Sometimes he'll make a snack and just sit at his computer and watch YouTube. And I'm like, Eric, you're on your computer. You haven't moved. And that's a really bad habit, because you have to like make your brain realize there's a difference between this working spot right now and my break time.
Yeah. And basically what that is you're trying to create an area that is functional.
Yeah.
So for example, when you're sleeping, what's that room meant for?
Sleeping. Or that sleeping bedroom. Only.
Exactly. Yeah. It's only meant for sleeping. It's supposed to be functional for a certain thing.
Yeah.
What is a kitchen meant for? It's meant for eating. You can't be doing your work in the kitchen area.
Yeah.
Of course. Of course.
If you have a small apartment like us.
That depends too. Yeah.
But make certain parts of that room, like Eric in near the kitchen area, he has like a desk.
In the corner.
And when he sits there, he knows this is study space. And he should know this is not eating space. This is just for me to study and do work. And
that's, exactly.
That's pretty much how you should do it. But make your goals manageable. That's what I was like trying to stress. Like, don't worry about all your goals. Like, sometimes I'll like look over all the things I have to do that day. And it could like stress me out a little bit. But if I just use the Pomodoro method and I kind of like tackle one task at a time, one thing at a time, everything's going to be fine. Everything will start to add up, and you'll see by the end of the day, you might even actually have like lots of like time on your hands to relax. And that's why I like the Pomodoro effect, because I tend to have like at least an hour before going to sleep to just relax and, you know, I don't know, watch a movie or watch YouTube if I so please. But another step you can take to overcome laziness is to rid distractions.
Yes.
And this one is a big one. Hard, because I've realized everyone's biggest distraction is their phone. Why? Because we like to go on Instagram, catch up with everybody. What's everybody doing while I'm here studying? Go on YouTube, go on Snapchat, go on TikTok. I literally had to delete TikTok off my phone because it got so bad.
She was really, really addicted to TikTok.
Yeah. Eric keeps coming too close into the microphone.
Because I just want to emphasize on how addicted she was. And that's why I'm trying to get so close to it, because I need to emphasize on it.
Yeah. And it was all Eric's fault, because when TikTok came out, I told him, I do not want TikTok, because when something new comes out and it looks really good, I get addicted to it. And what did he do?
He downloaded it. We've all fallen in that cycle.
Yes. He literally went on my phone and made me a TikTok, and I was so upset, and then I got addicted. So technically, it's actually Eric's fault for my addiction.
What do you expect when someone starts stealing your phone and starts browsing through TikTok?
Yeah.
But you're just going to make them get TikTok.
I'd rather be on your phone for 10-15 minutes.
Well, I'd rather you not be on my phone. I want to watch TikTok.
But literally red distractions. That's why I had to delete TikTok, because it was way too much. Like, I'd go on it constantly and I was like, no, that's enough. Like, I spend like way too many hours on it. And even during breaks, try not to go on your phone. I know sometimes it's hard, like, especially for me, like, I have to catch up with like group work and people are texting me about certain things. So I'll try to just like answer that. But otherwise, I don't know. Go grab a snack. Eric has been doing the weirdest break.
Okay, it's not weird. It's actually really fun. So anyone who's watched a boxing movie,
and this is based on the Pomodoro effect. So after like he's done doing his work for 25, he takes a 10-minute break, and this is exactly what he does.
And for 10-minute breaks, you could do literally whatever you want. But yeah, essentially what the main idea is that break is supposed to be considered a small treat.
Yeah. And usually away from like computers and stuff, especially if you're on your computer the whole day. Yeah. I try to get away from it.
Typically for me, since we're doing health and kind of like fitness related kind of stuff, I don't want to be on my break having a small treat, as in a snack, ice cream, something bad. So I'll I'd rather do something that's active. Yeah. So anyone who's watched a boxing movie knows that when people are training, they have like this strap that's wrapped around their head and a string with a ball. And basically, it's like a... what are those like little toys that you have? They look like a...
it's like a paddle with a string.
It's like a paddle with a string, and you just start hitting it and it just comes right back at you.
Yeah, with the ball at the end.
But essentially, that paddle
is on your head. Yeah, it's you. You're the head.
Yeah, exactly. But here's the fun part, because like, you know, you're punching the ball. It's getting your heart rate up. I actually had to work out, and like in 5 minutes, I probably burned around 60 calories. And it's really great because it just kind of gets me moving around. I get back to work and I'm refreshed.
But be careful, because it does whip you in the face. And men, it does whip you where you don't want it to whip you. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I learned that the hard way today.
Be very careful with that. But like, I don't want to try it. To be honest, it's too scary.
Honestly, it's just like whatever you guys want to do on your break, whatever helps you recharge faster.
Yeah.
This is what helps me, because I can't sit on at a table for hours on end and just pretend like everything's okay. I need to move around. Yeah. I need to, instead of walking outside, I need to do this, or maybe do a couple push-ups. I don't know, something.
Yeah,
I just need to move around.
Very short attention span. He does not like to.
Which is why I'm doing 25 minutes and 10 minutes break.
Yeah.
Sandra earlier today was saying, why don't you do 5-minute break?
Yeah.
I can't do that because I don't feel like that will be enough time for me to recharge.
Yeah.
And that's just me being me, because I know myself.
Yeah. But you can always work up to it. But like I mentioned, rage are just like distractions. So like one thing I do is like I'll put my phone on like airplane mode or on silent, and I'll put it in another room away from me, because when it's right next to me, I'll constantly check it. And what's the point of doing the Pomodoro effect if you're going on your phone constantly during the time when you're supposed to be doing work? So I've been recently putting it in the other room, and it works extremely well with the Pomodoro effect. And yeah, that's all I have. Just rid your distractions. If that's a distraction, put it in the other room.
I would like to add on to getting rid of those distractions. So earlier I mentioned make certain areas in your household functional.
Mm-hmm.
So what Sandra was saying, with my desk being in a corner, I'm faced towards the wall. No distractions.
Yeah.
I had it before. I had it faced towards the TV, so every single time I'm trying to do work, I have distractions in front of me.
Yeah.
And so the point of this is to be so that you don't have any distractions. You look forward. There's nothing in front of you. Yeah. Just a screen, boring stuff. Booklets, pen, paper. That's it.
Yeah. Personally, I don't have to do that. I'm good with that. Like if my phone's away and Pomodoro's on, I'm good with like just like concentrating on what's right in front of me on my laptop. But if you're like Eric, definitely turn your table.
For someone
that
has a short attention span,
yeah,
definitely
turn against, not a window. I wouldn't suggest a window, but literally like a blank wall, and just you'll realize like, oh, if I'm bored, I look straight. There's nothing to look at. Okay, I gotta get back to doing my work.
Exactly. And like this works with any other location. Like for myself, I've tried doing in the bedroom. I can't do that because one thing leads to another. Next thing you know, I'm taking a nap.
Yeah. Or
I can't do it in the kitchen. Or yeah, I would have my TV in my bedroom and I would start playing video games, which was definitely not helping.
Nope.
And I can't do it in the kitchen because I just see so many snacks that I just want to binge on. You know, I start thinking, what's in the fridge? Can I make this? You get
bored,
And I thought, well, why not just put the desk in front of a wall?
And then another thing for people that like to like snack or binge, always bring like a snack with you. Sometimes I'll bring like a tangerine and... oh my gosh, my stomach, I could hear it. But like I was saying, sometimes I'll bring like a tangerine and I'll put it like next to me so that if I'm like kind of like bored and snacky, it's there. I don't have to get up and go search for something. I get to just, you know, have the snack right there and I can eat it right away. And there we go. I got rid of another distraction.
So. Enough of the Pomodoro effect. You get the point.
Yes. And then this is our last point. We're finally at the end.
Yay, you made it.
So a big part of laziness is because people expect perfectionism. So don't expect perfection. It causes you to actually worry and brings a lot of laziness. And this also makes you avoid the problem and task in front of you. So don't expect perfection. Sometimes I'm like... pulling out, you know, trying to like design my posters for my next like architecture presentation, and I'm like trying to like perfect it, and I'm like, Sandra, you didn't even like work on your line waste yet, like relax, like what are you perfecting?
I'm gonna have to swoop in and be like, it's okay, just take it one step at a time, worry about the other things later on.
Exactly. Sometimes I find myself being like a perfectionist, and it's like you need to relax, like pull the brakes, just like I said, like one thing at a time, you know. Like even with writing essays, when you write an essay, don't expect to have your essay written
perfectly on the first go.
It's gonna be terrible. You have to pull out lots of drafts, like a bunch of drafts, before you can perfect it. And this is something I actually learned in school. So shout out to architecture school.
Or just any school in that matter.
I actually took a lot of essay writing classes. I used to not be very good at them in like early high school. And by the end, I got like really good. And I was kind of like surprised and shocked. I didn't know how I got there.
Yeah.
So then in university, I started taking some writing classes. And they're actually very helpful. So I suggest writing classes to anybody that's, they help with anything in life, like even knowing how to just like properly write things and to write professional emails, to know how to write professional like cover letters and things like that when applying for like positions. It's always good to know your English very good, very good to know it.
Would like to add on to this, to this topic, and it's a pretty cliche quote, but... I'm going to butcher it, but like focus on your worries today. Tomorrow worry will always be there. Like, I just remember this one for all my anime like listeners out there. Anyone who watches One Punch Man, he always lets like his future self worry about that day specifically. Mm-hmm. So if I have problems today, I'm going to focus on those problems today.
Don't worry about what's due tomorrow.
Don't worry about what you have coming up tomorrow, next week. That's just going to make you stress.
Yeah.
And then earlier, I forgot to mention this one, but we become lazy because of too much information as well.
Yeah.
Lack of information, too much information, and lack of interest.
Yeah. So that's a big problem I personally have, is I'm like always stressed about what's going to happen in the future. And it's like, okay, relax. Like right now you're like still in school. Like get your things you need to get done for school. Don't worry about the future yet. Like things will come when the time is right.
And chances are things are always going to turn out better.
Yeah.
Than what you make it out to believe in your head.
Yeah. 90% of the time your worries are literally nothing. And that's going to be on another podcast. Worrying. I've been reading a book about worrying. And it's so good. And I'm not going to release it yet. I'm not going to mention the book. But later on, I'm going to finish it. Then I'm going to get Eric to read it because he's also a big worrier and gets pretty anxious about it.
I'm a worrier in a different way, though.
Hmm.
I like to look forward into the future
quite
a lot. And that makes me stressed out, or that like kind of makes me lazy because first that like, if I'm trying to watch a YouTube video and I look at a YouTuber, I'm like, oh my gosh, his life is amazing.
Yeah.
I'm going to end up being lazy that whole entire day because I'm like, oh, I wonder what it's like to be that YouTuber and live his life.
And that's on procrastination.
And that's, yeah, that is procrastination.
Don't be like Eric.
But hey, I've been pulling the brakes on that because with the Pomodoro effect, I've been doing something that's active.
Yeah.
Less YouTube.
So don't be a perfectionist. Do not like perfect things on the first go. Take it day by day. And I'm sure, pretty sure laziness will disappear.
And another one that we actually forgot to add was the 5-second rule of how to eliminate laziness.
Yeah. So if you guys know the 5-second rule, it's a book by Mel Robbins. She pretty much has a theory where she counts down from five, like backwards, so 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and right when she gets to one, she gets up and gets going, like no matter what. So it all started with her kind of like being lazy in bed in the mornings and like sleeping in all the time and not worrying, like, well, worrying, but pretty much being lazy about the tasks that she has to do. She would put them to the side and she'd be like, whatever, like, I'll do it tomorrow, I'll do it the next day. And one big goal she had is to wake up early, and she never was able to wake up early because, like, when you wake up early, it's hard. It's hard to literally get yourself out of bed, and we still have that problem. We're still trying to get back into the groove of, like, literally getting up and going because in the morning, it's so cold, and all you want to do is be in bed, and I don't know why the bed feels, like, the most comfortable in the morning. So, like, a big thing that she tried to do is to count back 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and at one she'd be out of her bed and going, like, no excuses, no talking to herself and trying to negotiate. She'd just get going, and that killed her laziness, and that also, like, killed her procrastination, and the fact that it helped her be more disciplined and get into the groove of things. So if you haven't read 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 by Mel Robbins, go read it or YouTube her, and there's lots of talks about her book, and
it's a really good one. And you can use that same principle for literally everything that you do in life.
Mm-hmm.
I remember hearing this one where anything that takes less than a minute, just get it done. Force yourself as hard as you can just to get it done. Yeah. For example, getting dishes done.
Yeah.
You know, takes less than a minute to do.
Depends just get how it many done. Dishes you have.
And how many people you have in the house. But okay, let's just say, you know,
quickly you responding to someone's email. You know, that's an important email.
Yeah. And you know, it's going to take less than 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Get it done. Force yourself. Like, that's just a lot of willpower right there. Just force yourself to do it. Mm-hmm. Get it done. But things that require a little bit more time, tell yourself, okay, let me work on it for 30 minutes or maybe 25 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Because eventually it's like a catalyst, mm-hmm. you know, as soon as you get that ball rolling, that's it. It's that little push that you need.
Yeah.
And then it's just going to keep going on itself.
Well, usually you say, like, okay, let me just try for a minute to 2 minutes. And once you're in it for a minute to two, you're like, okay, well, I guess I'll just continue now that I've started.
Exactly.
And things get going, you get creative. And I tend to do that a lot, and it actually works. So,
yeah. But that's just using it to just eliminate laziness.
Yeah. But that's all we have for today, guys. I hope
you learned something. Yeah,
today was a longer podcast actually, and it was actually really good. There's some good tips on there, some books, some tips and tricks, and I hope some people use them. And if you do, let us know, like, literally DM us and be like, this tip sucked, or this tip actually really helped me, and we'll love you either way. So let us know. Also, you guys can DM us and let us know what you also want to hear next, because we're just coming with these ideas, like, on the go. We'll take anybody's ideas and kind of
maybe work. It's specific, you know, like, let's just say, for example, hey Sandra, I'm struggling with healthy dieting.
Yeah,
maybe something that's so specific to you could be specific to someone else.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and don't be shy, DM
it gives us.
Us
ideas of what to talk about, and
we'll find the info for you.
There's no right or wrong topic, so let us know and we will talk about it. But that's all we have for today, guys. And I hope we're gonna see you guys soon. Bye.
Bye.